The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to Soulful Valley, the podcast for people who want to improve their quality of life through caring about their mental, emotional and spiritual well-being. I'm your host, Katie Carey, and I will be sharing wisdom and ideas from myself and some expert authors, coaches and energy healers that could be just what you need to hear to transform your life today. Olga is a proud Irish woman that harnesses deep Celtic energy in her work. She has overcome life challenges like abusive relationships, addiction, divorce, single parenting, and a diagnosis of ADHD as an adult. Olga sits in two worlds, the corporate world as a HR professional and qualified executive coach, and the spiritual world as a holder of space, a meditation facilitator, a mindfulness coach, an energy healer, a psychic intuitive and medium, a sobriety coach, writer, and a spiritual being living a glorious awakened existence as a human being. Olga offers one-to-one and group sessions and a tailored soul connection program. She provides clarity and healing, enabling clients to live a more connected and soulful existence. She is gifting potential clients an introductory free guided meditation to start their journey, which you'll find on her website at psychicsydney.net.au. Hello, Olga. Welcome to Soulful Valley.
Hi, Katie. Thanks so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Oh, it's wonderful to finally meet you. I've heard you mentioned by Barbara.
We're good friends, actually.
I got a little bit of a feel for your personality when she mentioned you. Have you not listened to it yet? She mentioned that you were the one that led her into meditation.
That's right, yeah.
And she knew that if you could do it, she could do it.
That's right.
So I had a little feel for you already through the chapter and through Barbara. So can you share with our audience for us? By the way, Olga is another one of the authors in Intuitive Knowing Her Truth. So another international best-selling author.
Whoop!
Whoop, whoop. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about Olga and about your chapter?
Sure, thanks, Katie. It still feels weird talking about myself a lot, you know. I rather deflect and talk about you, Katie, but there you go. I'm being interviewed, so just do what you're told.
Maybe you need to do a podcast.
Yes, exactly. Actually, I did do an interview today and I felt strangely at home. I thought, oh, I can do this. I like that, holding the space. Anyway, to get back to this, a little bit about me and my chapter. Well, I've always wanted to write, but, you know, and when I was younger, I was always journaling. I was that weirdo. I used to sit outside my house under the lamp. On the street lamp and like write my diary of the day. I think I was just looking for attention. I don't know, but it was always a thing. And my mum was always saying, you know, you've got a book in you. And but, you know, I've never really written a lot. Sometimes if I'm doing meditations and I'm preparing for group sessions, I'll channel and I'll write and it comes really easily. And then this opportunity came up. It was actually Barbara. You know, I got the invitation as a projector to do this book. And I thought, oh, actually, this feels right, you know, and it feels like the right time to do it. And, you know, I wanted to share my journey. So my chapter is about just growing up with ADHD, not knowing I had it until adulthood until recently, and the last year I found out, and then dealing with addiction issues and codependence issues and all that sort of thing, just really kind of feeling different, alone, afraid in life, and then trying to make up for it by being a larger than life personality. And I got sober about, well, 2 years and 10 months ago, and had a big surrender and thought, I can't do this anymore, you know. And prior to that, I'd actually, the whole meditation thing was quite a big part for me in exploring my spirituality. And I was always a little bit psychic, if you like, you know, it's in my family in both on both sides, and down the generations, quite a lot of my my cousins practice the same, you know, psychic readings and stuff like that. So it was always there. And so I just wanted to share with people the hope around, you know, if they were suffering like I had been with anxiety and, you know, just feeling miserable and being in like almost like a not being able to get out of this cycle of, you know, binge drinking, feeling like crap, and then just not feeling good enough. And yeah, so there's a few different parts of the story. There's the spirituality and tapping into my intuition side, which, you know, first happened with meditation. And then the second deepening of that was through getting sober and connecting with, you know, and surrendering my life and my will and every minute of the day to something other than myself.
And once you were sober, I guess that was then easier for you to have that connection, because it is hard, isn't it, when you're, I've been on medication, pain medication long term a few years ago, and you lose your connection there, don't you?
Well, it dampens your spirit, it dulls your soul, and it lowers your vibration. So when you're drinking, using, you know, and look, the whole nation is addicted to something, you know. We get dopamine fixes from whether it be Netflix or video games or chocolate or drugs or alcohol, you know, we're all addicted in some way. We're trying to fill something up. And the less you try and do that, the more that you sit with yourself and you open up, the more peace that you can have, you know. And you're raising your vibration by doing things like meditation and, you know, having healthy relationships and having boundaries and just sort of spending time with people who vibrate at your level or higher, you know, making healthy choices.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. What do you do in your work now? What do you...
So I've got a bit of a dual life. So I've got, because I'm a single mom and I support my children 100%. So, you know, and literally everything. So their, you know, their recreational activities, everything I pay for. So I need, you know, I find the stability of my corporate job. Well, I love it anyway. So I'm
that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, I absolutely adore it.
Don't often hear that.
Oh man, I just absolutely love my job. I'm a people and culture person for an IT company. So completely different to the whole spirituality world. But I love it. I love kind of seeing people, like seeing people's names on LinkedIn. They're just a name, they're just an idea, to bringing them on board, recruiting them, and then developing them and their career and having them be part of the culture of the business. So I just love that. And it keeps my foot in the 3D world, because sometimes with spiritual people, they find it really hard to live in this world because they're so sort of out there, if you like, you know. So for me, I think it's important to stay with my foot in both. So I have that as my career, and that's kind of the breadwinner that sort of provides for my family. And then I also have a business where I am a healer and a meditation teacher and a psychic reader. And yeah, so that's come my passion as well. So, and I'm at the moment, I'm not hugely advertising that. People who come to me or my repeat clients or people who've been referred, I will work with them. And they tend to come every sort of 3 to 6 months, and I'll work on clearing some stuff. And I have a Healy, so I work with that as well, just assessing where they're at, and then vibrating, helping to, you know, heal them with the, I suppose, quantum physics, if you like.
Well, do you want to tell us a bit about that? Because I've just, somebody's just approached me about the Healy. So do you want to share a bit about that with
yeah, sure. I mean, to keep it simple, because my brain can't cope with the complexity of it. Let's just keep it simple. In my brain, or how I compute it, is that we're all made up of energy. So, you know, an energy can't be created or destroyed. It can only be transformed from one form to another. So we're all vibrating at a certain level. So if you, for example, like the certain meditations you find, and it's, you know, HZ, you know, 400 megahertz, and you're sort of tuning into a certain vibration. So they find now with quantum physics, they can actually measure different emotions. So they can measure, I don't know if you've seen the chart where they measure, you know, joy, forgiveness, depression, anger, shame is actually the lowest vibrational energy. So they can measure energy now, and they can measure things that would have seemed nebulous before. And so what the Healy does is it's actually a really, it's a biohack. So it's using technology to speed up the healing process, basically, is what it is. And it's all to do with raising your vibrations. So it you have an app on your phone, and you have a little device, and you, you know, it vibrates energy and helps to heal through that. So look, I don't know how it works. I just know that it does work, because I will see a client, and so we'll do an assessment, and it'll come up something quite specific from this app. It'll be like, oh, you're having issues with your father at the moment. There's a lot of stuff coming up from, and it'll name, you know, the issue, what they're working on, and the person they're working with. And it's just astounding how accurate it is. For me, actually, when I got my assessment done with the lady who introduced me to the Healy, and I hence bought it from through her. She, the program that it said I needed the most when I checked everything was the program for ADHD. And I actually didn't even know I had ADHD at the time. Mm-hmm. And it was like memory, which is a big part of ADHD, is having a really bad memory. And I always thought that my bad memory was due to my binge partying, but actually that's a really big part of ADHD. And so with my first Healy assessment, that came up. It was like, the thing you need to work on most is your memory. And it put me on the ADHD program to raise, to increase the energy in that space.
So can you do that assessment online with people, or do they need their own?
Yeah, you can healing? Do a distance. Yeah.
Sounds fantastic. Where can people find you if they're interested in what you do?
So I think I've got to think of my website now. Hold on. It is sydneypsychic.net.au or psychicsydney.net.au.
Well, we'll put it in the show notes. If you send me the links, we'll put it in the show notes. You can find it in the show notes.
I'm not very good at that part of things, you know, the marketing and
the memory as well doesn't help, does it? If you've got to remember.
We're just talking about memory.
Exactly. My memory's not so great either. I have a bit of fibro fog going on. So do you have a couple of tips that you can share with any of our listeners that might be struggling with their mental, emotional and spiritual well-being at the moment?
Definitely. For me, and when I went in the chapter, the tips that I give are really like personal to me, in the sense that I'm trying to keep it simple. But if things are too hard in your life to do with something, then that's the universe, God, you know, your higher power, whatever you want to call it, telling you to get out. It's too hard, you know, for a reason. Things aren't meant to be that hard. Now that I've found this peace and this joy and this ease of living that I've got, I know that this is how it is meant to be. And if you're struggling and you're having this resistance and you're feeling, it's not meant to be like that. So have some hope. If you're in a particular situation, it may be that you need to change it. You know, I mean, take the action So take the action is what I would say. And what also helped for me is to actually sit with the feelings, you know, as much as I wanted to avoid them for 30 years, drinking and drugging and, you know, doing whatever, they're in your body has memory, you know? And so as much as you want to avoid all those feelings, the only way through is, and to heal is actually to feel them. That's been my experience. So just learning how to sit with the uncomfortability of emotions, feelings, yucky, you know, and then the third part would be around self-reflection. So, you know, if you're pointing the finger at someone else, there's three fingers pointing back at you. The only true way of change and that you can change your sort of life, your well-being is through what you control, which is just you really and not outside of yourself. So
that's some great advice. Thanks for that. Is there anything else that you want to share that we haven't mentioned already?
Just that there is hope. If anybody is struggling, whether it be with, you know, abusive relationship, with addiction, with going through struggles like divorce and single parenting, which are all the things that I've been through, you know, that the peace and the joy that I get from the simple things in life is just incredible. And I absolutely love my life now. And I wouldn't change a thing of what's happened to me because of this peace that I feel now. And I just want to share that so that if you are struggling, you will find that light within you and, you know, just dig deep and hang on because it's so worth it.
And I completely resonate with that because I've been through so much trauma, but I wouldn't change a single piece of it either because I wouldn't be exactly where I am right now. And I'm the happiest I think I've been for a long time. So, it's amazing, isn't it? Once you finally get it.
Yeah. And look, it's not like, oh, that's it, done. Oh, I'm done now.
No,
like,
it's constant. I think you become a bit more aware, don't you? You become a bit more aware of the patterns that you've been carrying.
Yeah.
And once you've got that awareness, you can stop yourself and redirect quite quickly or reframe things and start to witness that behaviour isn't you. It's a pattern you've picked up somewhere along the way in the past.
It's like reprogramming.
Yeah.
And it's working that new muscle of peace and a new way of life, really. It's like when we're sort of shedding, you know, all the old trauma, it's like we have to relearn how to do life.
Yeah.
You know?
And realise that everything we thought was true wasn't.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like living two worlds.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing.
Thanks so much for sharing with us today, Olga. It's great to finally meet you.
Yeah, you too. It's been an absolute pleasure. Lovely to connect, Katie.
Bye for now.
Bye bye. So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your.
Thank you for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. Hopefully you will have heard something today that helps you feel a little lighter and more connected and aware of who you really are. My aim is to share love, light and wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, please subscribe, rate and review, and let others know about this podcast if you think that it would help them in any way. You can find me at the Soulful Valley podcast page on Facebook, which is linked to my free Facebook support group, where I often drop in with an oracle card and share lots of wisdom in many areas. My website is soulfulvalley.com. You can also connect with me on Instagram at Soulful Valley.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.